Hello from Houston, everyone. I am Kimberly Tabor of BBVA Compass's External Communications team. I'm here at the bank's Volunteer Summit. It's an annual gathering of BBVA Compass's top employee volunteers. These are people who work for the bank. They have regular jobs. And then they also stepped up to lead BBVA Compass's community efforts. So they roll up their sleeves. They work hand in hand with nonprofits, community development organizations, schools, and many other entities to make things happen. And the bank makes a lot of things happen, so it's a big job. This is Daniel Morales. He came to the bank in 2014, fresh out of college, and he is now a community relations specialist.
Last year in 2016, more than a third of our employees, so that's about 3,600 people, got out there into their communities, doing everything from teaching financial education to doing various passion projects. Altogether, they gave 80,000 hours of their time, volunteering at around 650 organizations across the footprint. They also opened their wallets. Last year, they gave $1 million through the BBVA Compass charity.
And where does that go?
So that goes to nonprofits of their choice, anything that they're passionate about. So either they go to their church, to a nonprofit that they like to give to. For example, if you're an alumni and you want to give back to your organization, you give back to Texas Exes for me.
Mm-hmm. To what? What is it?
Texas Exes.
What is that?
It's the University of Texas Alumni Association.
You had to get that plug in there. Okay. Most of these activities are organized by the BBVA Compass Corporate Responsibility and Reputation Team, the team Daniel is on, which is also in charge of putting together this summit in Houston. The goal here is to talk about 2017, what to expect, what the priorities are, and so on. The 150 people here at the summit have jobs all across the bank at all different levels and in all different departments, whether it's risk, mobile banking, compliance, marketing, business development. The one thing they have in common is that whenever they're done with their 9-to-5 or regular job or family obligations and friends and so on, they keep going. They volunteer hours and hours and hours of their time in the service of their communities. I have the chance while they're here to ask them why they do it. Or rather, how they do it. What is it that they tell themselves when they're feeling pulled in 1,000 different directions that makes them keep going in the service of something else? We'll start with Raimundo Ocañas, who heads up the Corporate Responsibility and Reputation Team. Here's a little something about Ray. When I was interviewing for a job at the bank back in 2012, the person who was doing the hiring insisted that I meet with Ray, even though Ray had absolutely nothing to do with the job I'd be doing, and he was in a completely separate department. But it soon became clear why he wanted me to meet Ray, and that's because everyone should have a Ray in their lives.
You know, my driver is that I grew up very poor. I grew up on the border of Texas, son of immigrants from Mexico, and was lucky enough to have a lot of educational opportunity and was really propelled to achieve success in education, and that led to prosperity. And I'm thinking of ways that I can bring that opportunity to others. When I see kids, whether it's in our educational programs, that have that shining light in their eyes, but they're really poor, they've got tattered clothes, they might be homeless, and thinking about how that kid might turn into a success because we believed in them and we propelled them to succeed. Or a home buyer that is also thinking, how is my credit going to work? How do I save up enough money to get this mortgage that will lead to a huge change in my life for my family and that stability? I just see all of those opportunities. I see my family mirrored in all of those people. So that's my drive. That's what makes me passionate about the work we do in volunteerism.
Did you ever think you'd be doing this in a bank?
No, this is such a dream job. The professional side of it is a dream job because it really blends capital market forces with making huge changes in impoverished communities. So it's a dream job for someone like me that's nerdy about community development and finance to actually be able to apply it and put the capital of the bank at work in favor of low to moderate income communities. And it actually is good return on investment. It's bankable business. And then it has this good side of employees volunteering and really wanting to get involved. But it also just is very fulfilling because you do see the impact in the tens of thousands of lives that we touch through these programs.
And you, I'm going to bring this up, and if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. But this is your professional life, but then in your personal life, that bears out, I mean, in probably the most profound way, in that you are a foster family. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
And again, thinking about, you know, what my personal driver was, you know, the impact that opportunity had on me was that I could have either grown up in Mexico or grown up on the U.S. side, very poor, and stayed along that path. But thanks to opportunity, people really thinking of ways that they could help me succeed, that led me to, you know, success in high school, success in college, MBA, and now this work. So my partner and I just really had a heart-to-heart about what can we do to help others in need that grew up like us, because we both grew up in poverty. And we really want a family. So the path that we started with is foster care. We received our first set of foster kids. And so for the last 4 months, we were able to try to bring a little bit of hope and opportunity to these two children, these two boys, 4 and 3 years old. But again, it's because we feel like, and I feel like, there is a difference I can make in at least one or two people's lives very profoundly if we bring them opportunity.
Ray's right-hand person at BBVA Compass is Rita Garza. The first thing you notice about Rita is her thick shock of curly black hair. The next thing you notice is her power walk, and then the power talk, and then there's also the tailored power suit too, the pantsuit. Here's Rita.
There always is this common thread of what motivates you and what inspires you, and I grew up very poor. Very, very poor. And I was the recipient of a lot of community support, whether that was from an informal structure or church, a school teacher that stands out from my fifth grade. All of those things that made
me... You
want
to give her a shout out?
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I always think of Vicky Hodges in Rockdale, Texas. I grew up in a very small town, so just 5,000 people. And while I didn't think that was a blessing at the time, it probably really was, because I probably would have seriously fallen through the cracks because things were pretty challenging in my family life. And so that always was part of what drove me to succeed, and education was very important. My mother was very adamant about being educated and working very hard. So going through college and being very driven in my career, I thought I was going to be very corporate all the way. And I started out that way. And it was in a corporate experience that I first learned about community relations and engaging with the nonprofit community. And I did that very early with a domestic violence organization and a sexual assault organization, and I began volunteering. And then I was such a volunteer for such a long time and so intensely that it became very clear that I should switch. Mm-hmm. And working for a nonprofit was a very, very, very critical experience for me in my mid-20s. And it changed my life, because I realized that while I wanted to be a corporate rat, sort of, I really, really wanted to be an engaged member of the community. And I recognized through my own experiences that there were very specific passions that just drive me. So it doesn't matter if I work all the time. It sort of does, but as I get older, it's hard to work those hours. But I'm so passionate about what we do, and so part of the interest in me coming back into the corporate world is to be surrounded by people who share that passion. And at BBVA Compass, I feel like I'm there, because I know Ray, and he brought me to the bank to do this amazing job. When I have the time, I absolutely focus on pro bono services to the domestic violence community. I don't talk very much about my real world personal experiences, but I will tell you that I grew up with domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And that is very important for me to share. I get emotional when I talk about it, because it is why I'm so driven. Because I know that programs make a difference in people's lives. And I know that if I had not had meaningful people intervene in my life, I would have been a statistic. I absolutely would have. So I know that what we do makes a difference, and it makes a huge difference. So I am very, very driven. I try to meld all of these things into what I do every day. And children that witness violence and children that are part of violent environments have such raw perspectives of what the world is like. So I know what that looks like, and I know what that feels like. And then I'm such an advocate of animal welfare and animals and pets and the power of pets, because I've had that experience too. So one of the programs that I will be on my deathbed and be most proud of is in New York City, when I was working for one of the top domestic violence service providers, the Urban Resource Institute, I was able to champion and develop the strategy to roll out being one of the first shelters, the first shelter in New York City and one of the first in the country, to allow domestic violence victims and their families to enter a shelter with their pet. Our model was based on the animal welfare community model, that to separate a family from its pet when it's already experiencing a lot of tragedy and discord, you don't want to do that.
When you talk about that program, what I hear there is that that is somebody who knows that issue.
Yes.
Like that, because that is not, I don't think of that issue. I don't think of the pets. So that's what I know about our team, is that this team is just so steeped in the social problems that they're trying to tackle.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. And I think that's why, I'm not a banker, but I have worked with banks my entire career, because I know that banks want to make a difference in the community. And I've seen it done where they just write a check, and that's not BBVA Compass. And that's what I love about us too, is that we do have professionals inside the bank that are expert bankers, and then you have professionals that are expert community organizers. And that's what I always encourage nonprofits when I'm doing the pro bono work, is you've got to engage the people who can really make a sustainable difference. And we have that at the bank, and that's what I love, is we have folks with all types of experience, and it's together that we can do amazing things. I'm not a banker, I'll never be a banker, and I'll use the wrong terms, and I'll mess up that kind of work, but that's not my strength, and I'm not here to be a banker. I'm here to be a mobilizer of bankers, and I love that.